ריבון העולמים ואדוני אדונים, אב הרחמים והסליחות, מיידים אנחנו לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ולאבותינו, וקדושה ושתך תורתך, אשתך אביה, שקרבתנו לתורתך ולעבודות העבודות הקודשת, דעת הלוכל וכסודות תורתך, הקדושה מאנו מחיינו, אשר עשית עמנו חסד גדול כזה, על כן אנחנו מפלים לאחרונו לפניך, שתמחול ותסלח לכל חטאותינו ואבותינו, והיה לי הוא אבותינו מבדילים בינינו לבניך, כן יהי רצון לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ולאבותינו, כונן את לבבינו לרעתך ולאהבתך, לתקשיב את זוננו אוזניך לברנו אלו, ותפתח לנו לבבות, לבבינו הערד בסודות תורתך, ולא בודנו זה נחת רוח, לפני כתוב כזה כיסא כבודך, כרך ניחוח, תציל לנו אור מקור נשמתנו, בכל בחילתנו של זאת, ושיתנוצצו נצרות עבדך הקדושים, אשר לדע גילית, דבריך האלה בעולם, זכותם, זכות אבותם, זכות תורתם, תמונתם וקדושתם, מאוד לנו לבנן כאשר דברים אלו, וזכותם תאיר עננו, במה שאנו לומדים, כמר נעים זמורות ישראל. גן העיניי והביט על נפלאות תורתך, כי אדון עיניי ייתן חוכמה בפיו דעת ונא לי רצון ורפי, ויגון לפניך אדוני צורך. Hi everybody, continue with תיקוני הזוהר. As we know, last time we finished the תיקון 3, and now I'm going to go back to תיקון number 3, and study it from מתוק בדבש. Okay? So Matok with Vash, again I'm repeating the Tikkun 3 from Matok from the Rabbi Shimon. Vedat Tikkunat Latia, Kegavna da Bereshit, Bereshit Rosh Bayit. If you take the word Bereshit, is spell out Rosh Bayit. Rosh mean the head, Bayit mean the house, the home. Verazad de Mila, Bechokhma Ivane Bayit. It's in Mishle, it's in the book of Mishle by King Solomon, that the house has to be built by wisdom, by chokhmah. ומאן דבעל לבחזה למלכה, לדרש ולמחזה, אלא ובתה. And whoever want to see the king has to go see the king in his home. ורזה דמילה דחוכמה לא השתמדה אלא בביתה. And the secret of the word wisdom, you can only find it in the house. Of course, there is coded here all over, and we need to break the code. So let's go back now, let's go down to Matok Midvash and explain the תיקוני הזוהר according to Matok Midvash. ודת תיקונה תלתיה כרבננדה בראשית ראש בית. ראש הוא החוכמה. בית הוא המלכות. So we know now when we say ראש בית, which is the spell of the בראשית, ראש is חוכמה. בית הוא המלכות. The receiving force is the מלכות. ורזה למילה בחוכמה יבנה בית. When we talk about the word from King Solomon, that from wisdom you can build a home, החוכמה אפשר להבין, say מתוק מדבש, you can understand the חוכמה. Very interesting, you use the word להבין. להבין is the same word as בינה. You can understand the חוכמה, which understand mean להבין in Hebrew, and להבין is the same root of the word בינה. So you can capture חוכמה by בינה, meaning על ידי היראה שהיא המלכות שנקרא בית. When a person have יראה, as we explained last time, יראה can be לראות, to see, יראה can be fear, יראה can be in awe. Through the מלכות, that we call it בית, which we call it יראה, כותב לנו יצרית אל מתוק מדבש עזרת, כאילו היה כתוב חוכמה יבנה בבית. It's almost like say that wisdom will be built in the house. ומה אני דבר למחזן לוקח? רוצה להשיג החוכמה נקראת מלכה. Whoever want to achieve wisdom, whoever want to achieve חוכמה, I should say, that we call it מלכה, which we call it the king, let לרשו למחזן אלה בביתה. You cannot see it only in the house. Let's understand it. So we have three players here. Let's make it simple. We have Chokhmah, we have Binah, and we have Malchut. How do you know about Chokhmah? You have to go to the house. When you are in the house, that's the only place that the king is actually revealed itself. What is the house? As we say before, the house is midat ayirah, the attribute of yirah. What is yirah? How can we explain it in a simple way? When you have an awareness, you always have an awareness of what's going on around you. People who lost their awareness don't have yirah. When you don't have yirah, you can see. Some people cannot see. They don't have a vision. They don't have prophecy. They don't have dream to tell them what the truth. They don't want to see. Because they don't want to lower themselves to be Yere. Yere Elokim. You know, if you remember Bnei Israel after the promising that they will receive the Torah, the Ten Commandments, they say one thing that God say that is a great thing that the Israelites are like this, and I hope they're going to be like this for the rest of their lives. What is the one thing they say that God was proud of them and tell and bless them that they should be all the time like that? That's that they have Yirah to go closer to the source of energy called the Ensof, called the light. What do we learn from that? A lot of time in a human life, we're doing good thing. We should always have Yirah, question ourselves, have an awareness, what if I'm wrong? Not from a place of negativity, from a place of Yirah, to get into a place that you are Yareh. Maybe I'm off. Maybe I'm not in the right direction. Maybe what I told yesterday to my neighbor was not so nice. Maybe speak about my neighbor, not so good. So to question ourselves, that's Yirah. המגלה אורו של חוכמה הילה, היא דעה מבית הוא הבינה שהיא בתור חוכמה. Where is that revealed? By the way, this is coming from the Gra, the Gaon מווילנה, which is part of בנתוק מדבש. When is חוכמה can be revealed? In בינה. So you cannot reveal the חוכמה without the house called בינה. A lot of time things need to be revealed, but they cannot be revealed in full capacity. They need some clothing for them to reveal it. The energy, and without that clothing, in this case is Bina, it cannot, nothing can happen. You need the ground for a seed of a corn or seed of an apple to be revealed eventually, but you have to hide the seed within the ground to reveal something new. But whatever cover, if somebody who's never been a farmer see a tree coming from the ground. When you look at a tree coming from the ground, with the roots, with the tree, with the leaves, with the flower, with the fruit, with everything else, you believe that the ground give birth to that tree. But if you are wise enough and you've been a farmer before, you know that maybe 70 years ago somebody put a seed there to give a chance for that tree to come out. So what is the house of Chokmah? What is capsulate Chokmah? Bina. Let's see it again. Rosh Bait. Rosh hu Chokmah. Bait hu Amalchut. Here it says Bait hu Amalchut. V'razam v'nachon v'nabait. Chokmah efshar la'avim. How do you understand the Chokmah? To understand meaning Bina, remember, is by capturing that in Malchut. So now, three player again. I don't want to confuse you. Chokmah, Bina, and Malchut. This is the three player we're talking about. So Chokmah, the wisdom, is basically manifest within Malchut. Until the last fruit come out of the tree, which is Malchut, didn't come, then the seed that you plant in the ground is not been manifest itself. What is the ground for that game here? It's like Bina. Okay? I hope it's clear. I'm sorry I cannot make it more clear to you. But listen to it and listen to last lecture. Together it will do well. Kegavnada Abudaim Tzadita Zeranpin Deainu Avay Diu Avaya Stam Shebavaya Ube Zeranpin. So the same way, now we talk about Zeranpin, the name Yutkevavke Tachigrameten, Stam Tachigrameten. What does that mean, Stam? When you talk about Yud Kevavke, you can have it in a four level, right? You have Yudin, you have Alpin, you have Sag, you have Ban. So you have different levels of how to write the name of God. When we talk about just Stam, just Yud Kevavke, what we call Kucha Barichu, we're relating it to Ze'er Anpin. Lo Yishtomada L'Navi V'Chozeh. It's not been revealed, the prophet and the visionary cannot grasp from their prophecy. Ela bechala, ela derech hamalchut. The only way they can receive the prophecy, they need to use the malchut. What is the malchut? Dainu Adonai. Shegimatria echal. If you take the word Adonai, you're gonna have the word echal. Okay? You're going to have the word echal. Echal means chamber. For that reason, say Tikkuni HaZohar, Ela be'echala. You can only reveal that power of prophecy by echal, in the chamber. The chamber is the same gematria as, same numerical value as Adonai, which is Malchut. V'razad emila, v'Hashem be'echal kocho, and the secret of the meaning of the words, and God is within his holy chamber. What does that mean? Shem avaya dezer alpin melubash menikra b'shem Adonai. When you pray to God, you don't use the word tachegrameten, you don't use the word yud kevavke. Or like those people who claim to believe that they are the witness of Yud Kevavke. You know what religion I'm talking about. They go around and knock on your door and say, we are the witness of Yud Kevavke. Yeah, it's a nice concept, but the Yud Kevavke is concealed. It cannot be revealed. You need a vessel to reveal that. That's why we say Adonai. Even where it's written Yud Kevavke, you don't say Yud Kevavke, it's the Adonai. So what do you do when you do in the Siddur, when you do the Amidah? Say Baruch Atah, what do you say? Adonai. You don't say Baruch Atah, Yehovah. You don't say that. You can't. This is how Nikra, and this is how Nikra, and this is how Nechtav. Nechtav Yudke Vavke, Nikra Adonai. Shem Avaya Dezer Anpin Melubash V'Nikra B'Shem Adonai. So the name Avaya is Mulbash, clothing, with Adonai. V'Hu Klala Mizayin Nechalim, and this is create seven chambers. Shem Eser Sefirot, and this seven chamber create ten Sefirot. Ela Sheichal Elyon Kalul Mikat Keter Chokma Bina V'Da'at. The upper chamber is built from Keter, from Chokhmah, from Bina, and from Da'at. V'chal ha'tachton kalul mi'yesod v'malchut. But the lower chamber is as Yesod and Malchut. Okay, Yesod and Malchut. The Yesod is representing the Zer Alpin, representing Yud Kevavke, and Malchut representing the Adonai. V'ken mishivat ara'im. And the same with the seven land. Kelifanim nikret ha-malchut aretz. Sometimes we call malchut eretz. Eretz, like planet Earth. Okay, it's called eretz. Ve'aleo amar David shaya mushrash ba-malchut. And King David, that represent malchut, those of you understand, merkavot, a chariot. King David was the chariot of what? Of malchut. What did he say? Shaya mushrash ba-malchut. Etalech lefnei ha-shaim be'artzot ha-chaim. He wished himself, may I will walk in front of my God in all the lands of life. But he used the word aratzot, eretz, earth. Dainu be'arbe aratzot. What he meant by that, many lands or many earth, meaning arbe aratzot, many of them, ki ha-malchut kulula mizayin aratzot, because the malchut itself is seven aratzot, seven lands, seven manifestation. ועמודת אמצע הייתה זער אנפין, and the center column called זער אנפין, היא כליל שבע רקיעין, and also the זער אנפין, if מלכות has seven lands, then זער אנפין who represent heaven or sky, also has seven levels of sky. היינו עשר ספירות כנל, והספירות זער אנפין נקרות רקיעים, and the Zerampin also have 10 Sefirot, and those skies, or you can call it sky, heaven, Rakia, how do we say Rakia? Firmament, you can say firmament, Rakia, sky. I like to use the word skies. V'aleo amar David, Hashamayim Shamayim LaHashem, and for that reason, King David say, heaven or sky is a sky for God. What King David meant to say, it's a tremendous here, the limud, that we explaining Tehillim, explaining the book of Psalm in such a deep way. So he said, King David say, the sky is for God, and the land he gave for humanity.
But there is more than that, because he say Hashamayim. When he use Hashamayim, he didn't mean one level of sky. He talk about all the level. It belong to Yud Kei Vav Kei, to Tachi Gamaton. Tachi Gamaton equal Ze'er Anpin. ולית ידיע הכלל במלכה, בפנימיות זה הרנפין, הוא מלשב בהורות המקיפים שלו, בתיקונו ותיקון גופו והכלים שלו, לברד באלמן לשום אדם בעולם. And the knowledge of the king, of the inner of the הרנפין, and the clothing, and the surrounding light, and the תיקונים, and all how it been fixed, is not going to be revealed or known to human being at all until לשום אדם בעולם עד יעול מלכה לבטא ולהיכלה עד שיתלבש במלכות until the person is going through מלכות דהו בית המלכות היא בית לזעיר אנפין because the מלכות is the bית is the house for זעיר אנפין ועלת מר שזה אומר כי ביתי היינו המלכות הנקראת בית והיא בית תפילה יקרה לכל העמים שדרך המלכות עולות כל התפילות. And it's written, say, תיקוני הזוהר, it's written, for that reason, it says שזה, הרנפין אומר, כי ביתי, היינו המלכות. Where is my home? מלכות. What is מלכות called? בית now. What is it called? בית תפילה. What type of בית? House of prayer. יקרה לכל העמים, it will be announced to all nations. And my house is the house of prayer. שדרך המלכות עולות כל התפילות. Through the מלכות, all the prayer go up. All the prayer go up. Tremendous. ומאין דיו אדם, ומישהו אדם השלם, whoever is a complete person, whoever want to be a complete person, whoever want to be a spiritual person, על ידי עסק התורה, through the study of the Torah, כדלקמן, שהוא בדיוק קנה דעבודה דאמצעיתה. Why is it important to study Torah? Because Torah is Ze'er Anpin. Everything has a level. The Torah is actually Ze'er Anpin itself. שעולה לזה'er Anpin ותורתו נרשמת שם, מקבלת שפע ממנו. So by us study Torah, immediately we affecting Ze'er Anpin with a lot of light. עליה נאמר, אין תפילתו של אדם נשמעת ומקובלת, אלא בבית הכנסת. So it say that the prayer of a person is not really being registered or being announced only if he praying in a bet knesset in the house of prayer כשזה אומר מתייחד במלכות הנקראת בית הכנסת. Why is it like that? Because wherever you have Torah, that's a Ze'er Anpin. What do you have in a synagogue different than your house? Torah. You don't have in your house Torah. I mean, some people have Torah in their house, but the Torah in your house, that's been Ze'er Anpin. So what do you need now? You need to pray. So when you pray, okay, when you pray, your pray is in Malchut, which is the house of the Eranpin. Ba'ok ma'ar matitin be'masechet brachot. So we bringing it from the section of brachot. Vav amud alef, page 6, first page. Mefarash mi ho nikra adam kamar, ma'an denatir brit. So now we speak about pray. That was from the Gemara in Brachot. But another question, who is called a human being? Uman de Natir Brit. Somebody who's supervised is Brit, is circumcision, is sexual organ. Milepagmo beotzat zera levatala. Not to waste sperm. We know one of the sin that exists in the world for the longest time sin that exists is wasting of sperm. There's nothing that has been longer than that. So how do you know if somebody is complete? If the person is wasting his sperm. And there is many ways to waste his sperm. לוגו בוצעת זרע לבטלה. התקרי איש תמים. כמו שנאמר, בנוח איש צדיק תמים. Why do we call Noah a righteous, but also תמים? תמים mean complete. Because he was watching himself. Not to do the wrong thing. ועולה ליסוד למלכות, וצרותו לשמת שם, מקבל שפע מהם. So whatever you do, it's been registered in the upper world, and because of this, the upper world starts to nourish you. But the upper world cannot nourish you if you don't do something for the upper world. ותמן בינה שבירת הברית דרשינה בראשית ברית אש. If you take the word בראשית, within the word בראשית you have ברית. ברית is circumcision, sexual organ. כי עניין שבירת הברית גורם לנתיר להם מאישה דגנום. When a person is washing himself with the ברית, then he's been saving himself from the fire of hell. וכל זה מי שאינו עוסק בתורה, אבל דען זה עוסק בתורה ונתיר להם שבקרה מה שלומד את קרה אדם השלם. This is in case the person doesn't שומר הברית and he doesn't study תורה. But if the person study תורה, אבל מה אתה עוסק בתורה ונתיר להם שבקרה מה שלומד, and he's doing what he study, not enough to study. That's why it's called מתעסק בתורה. There is לומד תורה ומתעסק בתורה. לומד תורה means study תורה. מתעסק בתורה is busy with the Torah. He studies something new in the Torah and he's working on making it. That's he study about tzedakah and he go and give charity. He study about being kind and he's becoming kind. את קרי אדם השלם, we call it complete person. בדיוק הנדה הוא אלה שהוא זהר אנפין, he become like זהר אנפין. ההודה תכתיב כתפארת אדם לשבת בית. היינו אם מייחד ומיישב את זרם במלכות על ידי תורתו, אז הוא אל אליו וקבל שפע ממנו. When a person study, but in the same time also do what he study, right away there is action and thinking together, which is זר על פין המלכות, and then the upper world and the lower world unite. תחזי כל מהן דנתיר, עוד בריד יוקנה ראשי בשכינתה, וצדיק שעולה עליהם. Whoever is watching his breed, whoever is making sure not to do stupid thing with the brit is registered in the shechina like a tzaddik, like righteous shole alem and is elevate to that level oman deshtalil borada et kol rashim ba'avuna yitzvata shole lav kana and whoever is study Torah is going through the level of zeir anpin study but also mitasek. Meaning, don't just study for intellectual reason, but study for the sake of doing. Now, I'm just going to start Tikkun Revi'i, because we have more time. Bereshit, the fourth Tikkun. Kativ, pitchu li shar etzedek avoba modaya. Pitchu li day nun. Trina fafe ena dinun patchin vesagrin. Palu atabar vayu kruvim porsek nafayim lemala kruvim. אלן טרין קרובי עינה, פורסי כנפיים, אפפה עינה. So, even that is a secret of, you know, when it say, פיתחו לי שער הצדק, open me a gate of righteousness, I should come there with a lot of thank to God. What is it, פיתחו לי? It is the lid, right?
Eyelids.
Eyelids. When you open and close. That's when we pitchu li shar tzedek. Those are the shar tzedek when you open. This is actually what it is. So what does that mean, the kruvim, the angels? Posek nafayim lemala kruvim, elan trim kruve ena, posek nafayim afape ena. What does that mean that the angel has wings? The wings is actually the afapayim, the eyelid, and the kruvim is actually the, it look like kruv, look like cabbage. The whole eyes look like cabbage. But let's see what it says. בראשית, כתוב פיתחו לי שער הצדק ובו יודע, פיתחו לי הרי אלו בית אפפיים של העין, שהם פותחים וסוגרים את העיניים, ולהם נאמר והיו הקרובים פורסי כנפיים למעלה, קרובים אלו בית קרובי העין, אנו הבשר שבבינו יוצאות השערות, הבשר שבבינו יוצאות השערות, שנקראות אפפיים, פורסי כנפיים ונופיים, yeah, beautiful, רב רנדל explain it, if you look at your אפפיים, if you look at the eyelid, with the eyelashes, it look like angels, it look like two wings of the angel, and inside is the angel, is the body of the angel, and the two of a paim is the angel. It's closed and open. Unbelievable. And the tikkun hazeh continue, and it say, ועוד פיתחו לי שער הצדק, אילן אינון טרן עינין, בזמן דאינון מסתכלים באורך מישור, דם בפניהם איש אל אחיו, בזמן דלא אינון מסתכלים באורך מישור, הנחש הקלטון תבן עליה, תמר כי המוות יפריד. The tikkun hazeh explain, first, I need to tell you what is the Kruvim. In Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Holy of Holies, used to be a shape of two angels. We call them the Kruvim. When they look at each other, it was time of Rachamim. When they're away from each other, it's time of Dinim. they were turning around. They tried to imagine gold. You should read about it. It's called the Kruvim. They're going in. You know what? When the temple was destroyed in 9 days of Av, they say that they found both of them hugging each other. The two angels hugging each other. Hugging each other. So this is what he referred to our eyes. So let's see what Rav Ramdan say. Vod pitchuli, vod yesh lefarish pitchuli sharet tzedek, she'enu im shtei enayim be'et she'em mistaklim b'derek yeshara, de'enu be'et she'zachar v'nikvah im panim b'panim. So when it's the male and female are face to face, and when the two eyes are going in the right direction, ne'emar b'ayim b'fneim esh ish lachiv, ki ha'shkina kolel gam shtei ha'kruvim she'em matat v'sandal. We know that there is two angels that here is tremendous revelation from Ram Brandwein to tell us what is the Shtei HaKruvim, who are they actually. So he's telling us who the Kruvim are. Matat, which is spelled Mem Tet Tet Resh Vav Nun, is the kings of all angels. And Sandal, which is spelled Samech Nun Dalet Lamet Pei Vav Venun, those are the two angels we're talking about. Bezman she'enam mistaklim b'derech yeshara, da'ayinu she'enam bezivug, when they're back to back with each other, הרי נחש הקלטון שם. That's been the influence of the snake in there. עליו נאמר כי המוות יפריד. And this is what it means, that death will separate between us. Unfortunately, people use it for the wedding. They take it from here a little bit. You know, for the verse that they say when they get married, when I do wedding, I don't like to use that verse. You know, that we will stay forever, and only the death will separate us. This we're talking about that kind of level.